The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Rakayla Polly of KDSN in Denison and Joe Benedict of the Keokuk Daily Gate in Keokuk. Rakayla, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
So my first question was in regards to the organized crime targeting business. You just had a roundtable about that, and I was wondering if you could speak on that and what other leaders of our communities had to say about this.
Yeah. Well, it starts with retail crime, and I have a bill in that fights this. Organized efforts to go into the big box stores, maybe some smaller stores where there's a lot of wealthy items on sale, but mostly big box where there's a lot of expensive equipment. They go in with maybe a half a dozen people, very quickly get out what they can, then they have to sell it on the internet to get their money out of it, and then they get their money out of it. It has to be laundered, and it's usually laundered eventually through the cartels to China. The money is used to buy fentanyl that comes back into Mexico for the cartel to manufacture, get it in the United States, and kill 70,000 Americans in a recent year. And it's just a vicious cycle of stealing the most expensive items and doing it in an organized way, getting it sold, laundering the money, fentanyl. Money's being used to bring fentanyl into the United States, enriching the cartels again and killing Americans. And we've got to have legislation passed that will help curb that. And it's just a terrible cost to society through the deaths of fentanyl, a terrible cost to the consumers that buy it at these big boxes like Target as an example. And then, in turn, you paying for it as a consumer. It's a very vicious cycle. We gotta fight hard. Joe?
A little follow-up on that. Have you heard from any of the social media companies and kind of their thoughts of helping crack down on that through legislation?
No, but there is legislation in that would do it, but I haven't been contacted by them. But I would vote for such legislation that would curb that activity. Back to Rakayla.
And then my second question was, could you speak on how the Administrative False Claims Act, how that helps taxpayers recover money?
Yeah. This is something I got passed 35 years ago. It's brought $72 billion back into the federal treasury. It allows people that knows about the fraudulent use of taxpayers' money, if they take a case to court and win the case, the whistleblower gets a certain percentage of it. And outside the fact it's brought $72 billion into the federal treasury, probably knowledge that you could be caught if you fraudulently taken money, people have, I suppose, guessed or prognosticated that it saves a lot more money than even the $72 billion that's brought back into the federal treasury. Joe?
I've got a subcommittee hearing coming up for the farm bill and for SNAP, concerning SNAP. What do you expect to come out of that, or what do you expect to learn during that hearing?
I don't think we can continue to spend the money on SNAP, particularly the $250 billion that Secretary Vilsack put into the program on his own initiative. We think contrary to what the law allows, but so far he's gotten away with it, and we would try to bring back the cost of the program to what it was before the pandemic. That's one thing. On the other hand, then there's people that think we ought to reinstitute the work requirement for food stamps. So that's a second issue. But anybody that is mad because the food stamp bill is in the farm bill it has to be there. It's been that way for since the 1960s. If you want a farm safety net, you're going to have food stamps go with it. And that's kind of just a practical approach to it. But we don't need to spend the additional $250 billion that Vilsack put into the expansion of the program. Back to Rickalia.
And then with the Administrative False Claims Act, how confident are you that the House of Representatives are going to, you know, pass this bill, this act?
Well, don't forget that the False Claims Act is already legislation on the books that has brought in $72 billion. And the legislation that you're talking about deals with the administrative process that that under $1 million you can reach an agreement through the administrative process on a smaller amount of money that's fraudulently taken, and basically administrative use of the False Claims Act basically makes it easier for whistleblowers to bring forward smaller claims. And it's really too complicated for the amount of money that's at stake. Joe, you'll have the last question.
All right. Inflation continues to ease. It's still kind of high, but food prices continue to increase. Is the Congress looking at any measures to kind of help ease food prices?
The answer is yes, but not directly as it relates to food. It'd be the overall inflation that we have. And it's all tied up with this effort to cut down on the amount of money that Congress is going to spend for the 2024 year. Because you probably know over the last 2 years, Congress, by spending too much money, has jacked inflation up to what it was a year ago at 9%, now down to 5%. And the reason that was done was supposedly to fight the pandemic, but it didn't. Only about 9% of the money went to fight the pandemic. And, you know, when the president took over, inflation was only 1.4%. It got up to 9%, still at 5%, still too high. So Congress spending money the last 2 years to the tune of about another $5 trillion is what brought this inflation on. So when we're attempting to get more reasonable fiscal policy, we have to do that. Otherwise, everything we're doing here is counterproductive to what the Federal Reserve System is doing by raising interest rates to get inflation down. So we shouldn't be working contrary to what the Federal Reserve System's trying to do, and that means not increasing expenditures above the rate of inflation. In fact, even now, it'd be irresponsible to even go to, let's say, 4%, which would be 1% below the rate of inflation right now. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rickalia and Joe, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.